Can a fire damaged property be flipped or wholesaled?
To learn more about real estate wholesaling and investing, please visit www.smartrealestatewholesaling.com, and for our quick start program, go to www.11dayschallenge.com.
Can a fire damaged property be flipped or wholesaled? I mean, yes. Okay, the answer is yes. What else would you want to flip than properties? Keep in mind that people say, why would somebody want to sell you a house at a 60 cents on a dollar when they're not crazy? You're right, they're not crazy. Sometimes it's because the house needs work, okay? Sometimes because it's fire damaged, right? And it's not guaranteed that that every time a house is fire damaged that somebody wants to sell to you at the discount. No, it's not always true. For example, I have somebody right now that was supposed to, for the past 2 months, they've been debating back and forth with each other. If this, you go under contract with me with a property in Jamesburg, it's fire damaged. People do think that their property is worth what it's not worth, you know, because it's personal, it's emotional, right? And you just got to leave them alone and focus on how to learn how to market to multiple people so you can have multiple deals coming in, right? But the point I'm making there is that fire damage is what you're looking for. If it's fire damage, that's just damage. It's not a big deal. You're looking for ugly houses. You're looking for houses that needs work. You're looking for houses that a fix and flipper, your cash buyer, can add value onto. That's what you're looking for. Okay? So if it's fire damage, like, interesting. What does that cost to repair? Or, for example, this particular property needs to be pulled down. So basically, it's just land value minus demolition, right? Because it's going to cost something to demolish the property, right? So it's land value minus demolition, and that's what a person can pay for the property, right? So it's not going to be as simple as, hey, the property is worth $400,000 based on square footage. Now you have to look at the land value. You have to look at how big the land is. Can they build a brand new 4.5-bedroom, 2.5 bathrooms there? You want to assess it. We cover all of that, how to assess the value of a property, right? In 11 days challenge, you want to assess it like normal day. How much is it going to cost to replace the structure? That's what you're looking for. And then you give an offer. It's as simple as that. So it's the same thing, but not just fire damaged. Yes, that's one type of property that you can absolutely flip and wholesale. But generally speaking, your conversations are a lot easier when the property needs work. You're going to find, like, for example, those people that cold call, you encounter people that tell you all the time, like, the house is in perfect condition. That's because they think they're going to convince you somehow to magically close on a deal at the retail price, right? And you're going to encounter a lot of that. That's why I'm not a big fan of anything outside of attraction marketing. I teach you attraction marketing, and that's it, okay? Meaning, you learn how to plant baits and you learn how to fish. You're not in the game of hunting, okay? Because most of the time, what you find is that you end up killing the person you're hunting, or you kill yourself in the process. When you're fishing, you give food and then you attract the fish, okay? And you're not necessarily going to kill the fish. You're just probably going to put them in a nice, it ain't create value, okay? Does that make sense? I don't want to go too far with the analogy. The point there is that it's a different type of mindset, okay? When you're dealing with a house, when you're cold calling people, most people think their house is prettier than what it is, at least for the purpose of what you're trying to do. But when you use attraction marketing, you attract people that have situations like fire damaged properties, too much work. I'm moving to Florida. I don't have the time. I'm sick right now. I don't want to deal with that extra second home. I just want to get rid of it. Those are the kind of situation that you're going to be dealing with, because you actually get to bring value. That's where the money comes from the value that you're bringing to these people. So there's no magic, really, at the end of the day. Hopefully you've been enlightened, educated. I'll see you on the next one, and peace.
To learn more about real estate wholesaling and investing, please visit www.smartrealestatewholesaling.com, and for our quick start program, go to www.11dayschallenge.com.